The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Vital Lessons with your host, Amy Dufresne. It's time to clear away the clutter holding you back in life and inject more joy to keep going. Remember your big dreams? Remember when life was magical and the world was full of fun and freedom? Well, it's time to take back the life you love and deserve. We'll show you how to keep going and create the life you crave. Here's your host, Amy Dufresne.
Hello and welcome to Vital Lessons, Feeding Your Body, Mind, and Soul. I'm your host, Amy Dufresne, and I am so grateful you are taking the time to join us today. It's great to have you with us. Each week we share with you some vital lessons to help you live a life you love with greater joy, greater vitality, and more ease. And last week I was speaking with Ezzie Spencer, the creator of the Spencer Method. And she was sharing how to manifest with the moon and how to set an intention with the new moon. So if you missed that show, it's not too late to set your intention. You can listen to the replay on the show page of Vital Lessons, either by streaming it or you can download the MP3. And Ezzie joined us from Australia, and due to the time difference, we pre-recorded the show. So last week, given that extra time that I had, I decided to do something I have not done in a very long time, which is to slow down. Slow down and relax and take some time for myself. And much like you, I lead a busy life and I'm always doing. And this was a time for me to just practice being. And after all, we are human beings. We are not human doings. So I decided to take that time for myself. And I will be honest with you, that shift was really hard work. I'm used to doing a lot, and I'm used to always going and looking at the next thing and everything I should be doing and want to do and moving forward with it. So to slow down and really come back to myself was much harder. I had to calm that chatter that was in my mind telling me that I should be doing this or I should be doing that, and I was shooting all over myself. And I had to let go of that and let go of the guilt that I felt for putting off tasks and putting myself first for once. It was the guilt. Guilt's a big thing. And I felt very guilty when my husband was going to work and I was laying on the couch watching TV saying, sorry, this is a lot of fun though. I turned off my phone. I turned off the email and the social media, which is a big, big time sucker. Turned off that Facebook and Twitter, and which is unheard of in my daily life, because that's how I connect with a lot of you, and I love doing that, but it is so important to take some time for yourself and really connect back with yourself. So once I accepted these changes, I was able to enjoy the luxury of getting back in touch with me, and I experienced greater peace, calm, and tranquility, so much less stress. And as a result, I have new creative ideas come forth, some new projects that I'm going to start up in the new year, and I have been more productive than before. Some of those little piddly things that have been on my to-do list for the last 6 months have now finally gotten done, and it feels good. It feels really, really good. So if you have the time to take a few days, even if it's a day or half a day, to take that time back for yourself, I highly, highly recommend it. Let go of the guilt. Let go of all the shooting. Stop shooting all over yourself and take that time for yourself. But I also realize that we don't always have that luxury of taking days off for ourselves. So my guest today is here to share with you how to heal that insanity of the human mind and connect more with your inner peace on a daily basis. And her name is Sarah West. Sarah is the founder of the Inner Peace Foundation and Healing Star Music and Divine Expressions Publishing. She is an author, a composer, a recording artist, soundtrack creator, seminar leader, and healing facilitator. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you, Amy.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm always very interested in how people started their journey to what they do. So you're doing a lot of really interesting stuff. So tell me, how did you get started on that?
That's so funny. How did I get started on the being? Well, you know, it's funny when people ask me that. I usually say, you know, I never got started. It was, you know, it's being connected with what always is, always was, or really, you know, only is. So I never felt disconnected. I mean, more so now. I can't say never anymore.
Right.
But in terms of getting started. But, you know, of course, we all have a story, but it is important for me to share. I sort of, my whole young life, even as a small child, I really saw the world with the eyes of not being, I really kind of saw the world and looked, you know, why is everyone behaving in this insane way and so disconnected from love, and all of this pain is coming from the disconnection from love. And I saw that, you know, as a teeny weeny, as my dad would call little babies, little children. And the expression through this healing through what some people call music, but that word doesn't really cover what I feel like I do, because the word music means so many different things to people, and it never means what I do. When someone says music, they don't think of, you know, what they experience through me. But, you know, through the sort of healing aspect experience. But that was always part of me, too, because I sort of lived in that world, in that vibration, and in those that presence that I was constantly hearing. And that's what really enabled me to survive my early life and the traumas that I had. And then how it emerged into the world, yeah, I think is what you're asking. So I'm not sure where I should begin. Where would you like to know about that? Like, how did I get started?
Well, as far as, you know, you talk about, and we'll use the word music, even though I know it's so much more than that, but how did you know that you had this gift to be able to share with others that would transform them in such a powerful way?
Right. Okay. Well, again, so as early as I ever could, I was offering awareness and healing. And my mom will even tell you that she would go to therapists and she'd come home. That didn't help her. And as a small little child, I was the one that would give her the wisdom that she was looking for.
Oh, wow.
And help her carry on and go through the difficult things in her day, having seven children, and I was the last one. And so I'm not hardly a perfect person. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but, you know, we all have sort of different propensities or perspectives, and children are, you know, if we give them a chance, are, you know, have wisdom if we give them a platform and we listen. So it's like I really had always played that role. I always was in that mode, even in school, in elementary school. I helped kids that were having a hard time. I helped kids that were in conflict, and I was always the middleman in helping. And so how it came to express through, and I was a professional ballet dancer, so I started when I was 3, and I stopped when I was 18. I moved away from home when I was 13 to be in a company. So that expression of the arts and music, and when I was little, I listened to records all day long when I came home from school. And this mystical aspect was never on the outside. It was always inside of me, and it was always happening. It was like the world that I lived in, and then this thing with your eyes open and hearing people's voices and all the things going on, that wasn't really my world. So as an adult, I was actually in New Mexico when it emerged. It's kind of an odd story how it came out physically. I was actually walking down the street, and people started looking at me and stopping, and I didn't know why they were looking at me. I really didn't know why. And it took me, I don't know how much time, but it was like a timeless time, where I finally kind of stopped and looked at myself like they were looking at me, and I realized that I was singing in this way, and I wasn't, it was happening without me thinking or sort of aware. It's hard to explain. And so that's
so you
oddly,
were singing, but you didn't realize you were singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds a bit odd. But, you know, I'm odd. We're all odd in some ways.
So you're walking down the street and people are staring at you and you're like, what's wrong?
Yeah. And they're all like, their mouths are open and they're sort of agog. And I just, you know, sometimes I dressed odd and put funny things together. My hair, you know, not too odd, but just, you know, whatever. I was creative, and I thought, well, there, I have something strange on today. And I don't know, that's how it happened. So then I started doing events, and I think one of my first public events was in Santa Fe in the plaza, and because I was in Albuquerque when that story happened that I just shared. And I actually made my first, I don't know, I was always writing. I wrote plays in elementary school. I wrote a story on a recording in fourth grade. It was just like kind of part of me, but I never let this very private, intimate soul, the intimacy of my spiritual home, my planet, you know, of where I commune, you know, I communed where people communicated telepathically and everything was peaceful. And I sort of lived in that world while I was amongst the humans, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, whether you call that a psychological coping mechanism or you call that a spiritual reality, you know, is at anyone's beck and call how they choose to perceive this. And so it came out, and throughout my life, it's really the soul, you know, it's the spirit, it's the genius self that we all have comes out through the connection of our soul, our highest spirit. And so that, to me, it either emerges out of necessity and out of sort of the need for survival, or it comes out because it's nurtured and developed and called forth from your surroundings and from your own application. So to me, that coming forth was really, I know it's, you know, it's my purpose, or it's the gifts that I choose to share and enjoy and experience. And it's a way that also helps the human, if you could, the separate self. I mean, these words get all like kind of tongue-tied and twisted when we try and label these things. But in general, you could say that we sort of have a separate self that we live with, that we feel, you know, we're dense, we're three-dimensional, we're, you know, human beings that we're praying for, we're praying to, we're looking toward the divine, into the heavens, etc., rather than being, you know, that frequency that's living. And so you could say that sometimes I think of it, my separate self really called that forth or brought that forth, or it came forth in order to help me to even survive and to heal the traumas that I had experienced as a, you know, a child and upbringing that were fragmenting my own human experience. And so, yeah, so it comes forth to give and to share and to touch other people. And it comes forth to reunite my consciousness with the truth of my own consciousness. So, you know, and yeah, so I began to do events publicly. As people heard it, then they call it forth and say, I want you, and, you know, I want to experience that at this event, and will you come here? And so it grows. But there was also this compelling force in me that was just as strong as the need to drink water, to the need to eat, the need to do anything, you know, a natural sort of almost involuntary feeling, like I had to do that. It wasn't like, oh, this will be fun. It would pour out of me like the breath just comes out of your, open lips, you know, so.
Right. And I mean, and you were doing it and didn't even realize it at first.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was like a fragrance that just emanates around you. It was just emanating around me. And, you know, if you have a fragrance on or you have your natural scent, you don't think about it. You just walk around your day, and if someone gets close to you or they're drawn to you by your aura, oh, my God, I like your aura, you know. I like your scent, you know, all these things that are unconscious. Right. So it was like an aura to me, because it was just part of me, sort of like a sphere just radiating out. And it wasn't like a separate activity. You know,
yeah. It seems like from what I'm hearing you say is, you know, I feel like so many of us are trying to get that connection back. We're trying to find that and remember it. I think we've forgotten that we're connected. We've forgotten that, like you said, we're looking towards the heavens and not realizing that we are heaven. We are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that you didn't forget. Mm-hmm. You were blessed to not forget and be able to help other people to experience that, to come back to themselves very, very much and remember to kind of be that memory for them, which is so beautiful. But I mean, that's a great story.
Is it?
If you're singing and you're walking and you're thinking, well, people, are they looking at my outfit? Is my outfit a little too crazy today? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then realizing that you're singing, like, as you say, it just kind of came out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to head to a break, Sarah. But when we get back, we're going to share a little bit of your music. And then we'll be talking more about how we can have those reminders. Because I'm sure I am certainly one that needs the reminder. And I know that those of you listening maybe need a reminder too, to come back to that peace and tranquility that and pure love that is ourselves.
Yes, that's what it's here for. That's the tool that it offers very purely, because it's beyond dogma, beyond doing. It's just, it offers it freely, and it's so palpable, you know, in this form. So. Yeah, yay.
Mm-hmm. Great. We are going to head to a break, and we will be right back here on Vital Lessons on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that. Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Have you ever noticed that modern medicine tends to treat symptoms rather than causes? As a result, people rarely experience true healing or a transformation from which the body emerges healthy, vibrant, and alive. On Healing From Within with John Robson, learn to harness the synergistic healing power of your body and mind while discovering and dissolving the actual causes of your emotional and physical pain. Tune in and start healing from within every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vital Lessons with Amy Dufresne. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You can also send an email to info@amydufresne.com. Now, back to Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to the show. We're here on Vital Lessons. I'm your host, Amy Dufresne. And if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Sarah West. And you just had the pleasure of listening to a little bit of Sarah's healing music that was called The Lullaby of Peace. Sarah, that is absolutely beautiful. I love that. I mean, you gave me a lot of the MP3s to listen to before the show, and it was hard to choose which ones were I wanted to share, because I wanted to share all of them. But it is, I mean, we're talking about healing, and just listening to that, I feel calmer. I mean, we have construction going on where I am here, and I've been a little, are they going to, is the show going to hear all the construction, that all this chaos that is around me? But I listen to that song, and I come back to that piece. So tell me, we were talking about how your story is and how you kind of never forgot that you were part of that universal love, and that music brings that back to others.
Yeah.
As a reminder. So how do you feel that, like, how does it help people heal? Like, what is healing?
How is this mystical opera, so to speak, whatever it is, whatever to call it, this thing that comes out of me.
Yes.
How does it heal people? How does it heal us?
Absolutely.
Well, consciousness heals. Awareness heals. Presence heals. Love heals. Stillness, true, deep, absolute stillness heals. Silence heals. Deep silence heals. Deep relaxation heals. So that's what this is. It's silence, stillness, consciousness, love, presence, isness, nothingness, emptiness, beingness, being, being, being. So, you know, that's one reason I don't call it music, because it's consciousness that rides the waves of sound. And all things has consciousness is riding the wave. Consciousness is a wave. But at the same time, oh gosh, where should I begin? So duality is waveform. And then the closer that we get to unity consciousness, that wave becomes more flatlined in my perspective and my languaging in this moment. So, you know, and yet high frequencies can also, it can sort of go either way. It becomes so high that it becomes vertical, or it can mm-hmm. become so low that it becomes like a flat line, like death. So it's funny that you know, the heart stops beating, and we have this access point, you know, like the cross, the vertical and the horizontal, right. And then you have the meeting point, like the absolute zero, if you know mathematics, you know, zero mm-hmm. is absolute, and you have plus and minus on either side, which is the duality, this is how I explain it. So coming from that zero point, if that's possible, if you believe that that's possible, that is the source. And so if and when we connect consciously and choose that vibration as our starting point of an effort of a delivery into this earth form, into this earthly existence, we start from nothing. We start from the void. We start from the zero point, from the emptiness, from pure beingness, where there is no plus or minus, where there is no wave form. It's just pure isness, consciousness without self-awareness, because then you'd have duality. As soon as you have awareness, you have duality. It may be high level of consciousness, but any real consciousness is, in my perspective, is still duality. It's the nothingness but this is all sort of philosophical and sort of mathematical, and maybe it doesn't even matter. But I share it because it may help somebody who's listening to kind of, we're mental beings, we're heart beings, emotional, we're physical beings, spirit beings, the soul, all these different frequencies that we ride on and experience ourselves, quote unquote. So I'm using those expressions to help communicate to different aspects of our consciousness and see what will find its way in to help somebody, to help ourselves to connect. So that source coming from that, you know, because you could make music that comes from angst and it isn't going to be peaceful, but it could provide healing. Because
Absolutely.
It could be like, I really feel that way and I need to resonate with a vibration so that I can sort of express it and honor it and get it out of my system. And so there's all kinds of ways. So this is a different way to heal, and it heals by aligning with the luminous, silent, pure being nature of our origins, of the origins of consciousness. And so it's that, hopefully, as close as possible to that pure consciousness riding to echo you back and call you back into again and again and again, calling you back into that memory and awareness. Because trauma makes, we are, you know, it's like, don't hug me, you know? And it's like, well, I'm going to try and hug you again. Well, don't hug me. Maybe after like the 20th try, you might let me hug me, hug you, hug me. Mm-hmm. You might suck me in the face or you might run away.
Right.
But you might also surrender. So not to me, but to love itself, because we're not surrendering to one another. We're surrendering to love itself and to the love inside. So so you soften into the place where that is in you, and then you become entrained with that which you are. So that celestial lullaby, the lullaby of peace, entrains you. When a heart is beginning to have a heart attack, the cells go out of entrainment, and they're beating at different rates, and that's what a heart attack is. It's so odd when you see, when you watch it on a video and shows the scientific, to show how it's happening is wild, and how it ever gets out of sync with itself, the electromagnetic pulse. And so when we all meditate together, we are entraining our vibration. So that's what this is. It's positive entrainment, and that's why it heals, because it helps. We heal through relaxation and through that unity consciousness with all the different words I said earlier, and that you said, that, you know, love, stillness, peace. And when we feel that unconditional love, we feel safe because we're mm-hmm. home. And that's when we unburden and unshackle ourselves from the pain. You know, that's why when we begin to weep and we begin to sometimes have, you know, shake, rattle, and roll. And I like to say, you know, you begin to have a catharsis when it's really big and you're, you know, like panic attacks are like they're catharsis wanting to happen that aren't fully letting themselves happen so that we can really unshackle and dismantle the traumas and the pain and bring it into the light of day and let it go out to into the waves and the ocean and let them be absorbed, reabsorbed into the ocean of consciousness.
So for someone someone who is stressed out, who needs to get back to that love, who craves getting back to it, mm-hmm. but just their life is so busy or they've had some kind of trauma or grief or loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you recommend that they use the tools that you have?
Yeah. Well, any of the recordings, I have like 9. There's the first one was in 1994, Voice of Eternity, and then 1997, The Sacred Pyramid, Sanctuary, Heaven, Sultana is really beautiful, and Lullaby of Peace, and then I have a book and CD, Beloved, and some other things. And so any of those recordings, they're all very different, and yet they all contain that carriage that you can ride on and return to yourself, return to your center. And so some of them are great to sleep to. They're all great to meditate to. Some are more dynamic, like Voice of Eternity is all live recordings from all over the world, and they're more have a variety of pieces and all different recordings at different times throughout a year and a half period of time, different sanctuaries. One was recorded at the White House and Edgar Casey Center, where I presented over years. And so you can utilize them. And basically, I like to say it almost like a pill. Take them. You can take a track and take it like a pill and listen to it.
I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, I'm not a medical doctor, et cetera, all those disclaimers. But, yeah, and as an analogy, and just listen to that track and that. Use that, you know, when they're the shorter pieces, and Lullaby Pieces is 68 minutes, so it's one whole giant, wonderful, you know, pill or tool. And so, but the other ones, you know, use it, and it might be uncomfortable. I've even had people tell me, that one really made me uncomfortable, and then I played it over and over. I sort of dove into it and said, well, why is that happening? And they had a catharsis, and then now they really love it. So it was pushing up against a block, you know, you might say. And that block needed to be kind of, the frequency needed to penetrate and loosen it and work its way out, and then it went back out into the ocean and dissolved. And so, you know, I have a lot of people that use it in their writing. People say that increases their genius. It will enhance your own creativity, because when you connect with your soul self, your spirit self, which these will help you do, it will raise your vibration and help you actually in connecting with your own source and unraveling and loosening and blossoming that that bud that we all are. And we're buds at different ways and different times. There's always some kind of bud. We're a garden, and we're blooming different parts of ourselves. There's always something that's tight and new and fresh and unborn even and unplanted. So these can be used as to journey with throughout our life and throughout our goals and throughout our achievements and our desires, whether it's for a mate or our success or emotional healing. So to use them and use them with your vision board and use them with your notebook, with your affirmations and with your mirror work and, you know, whatever it is that you do, or just play it and not think about it. But, and I have people that write screenplays and scripts and painters And it really, and body workers use it to help their clients, and their work becomes easier because they can go deeper because the client is already diving into that place. They don't have to get them there. And so you don't have to get yourself there. So it'll use that tool to get you to that place of a pool, a heavenly pool of resonance. And then you can swim around in it and investigate and explore yourself, your own consciousness, your own creativity. What do I want? What are my desires? If you don't know. And then amplify when you do know, or rest in the pool and float. Just float and let it carry you and see where you go and just disappear and then reappear, you know, as a fuller, more, you know, the word respect comes to mind. Respecting ourselves as a creature, as an expression, the spiritual expression that I am. I am, I am, I am, I am love. I am this expression. I am this mystery. And what is this mystery? I am a mystery. I am life. I am pure consciousness that lives in this veil of forgetting, in this literal mystery. We walk around with not being aware of ourselves as creators and as healers. We all are, and we all have different ways to perceive life. And you know, there's the accountant mind and the type A person that, you know, they're not going to walk around and say, well, I'm a healer. Well, they are, because they're helping with your finances. And so anyway, you go ahead.
No, I think that's beautiful. I just, like, you're kind of like lulling me now. I'm feeling very, I'm feeling healed just listening to you. I mean, definitely, like, the vision board, I love that. Like, put it on when you're doing your vision board, when you're doing your mirror work, your affirmations, to make them all that much powerful, that much more powerful.
Because it'll help you raise your vibration, because you can say an affirmation, but if you're dense and you're not, you know, for lack of a better word, if you're not, it'll help you raise up. And then it'll create that unity consciousness and help amplify and give you power to your own, empower you and connect, and as well as sort of raise your vibration. All these different language words we can use to describe our experience and, you know, this recovery, reuniting unity with ourselves, our experience. It's not that we're disconnected. We experience that we're disconnected. We can never be disconnected, because we are life. Life lives through us, but we perceive that we're disconnected. So this is reconnecting the perception with the truth of our being.
Beautiful. Well, on that note, we are going to head to another break. We have more music from you coming up in the next segment, and we'll be talking more with Sarah West when we come back on Vital Lessons on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the cancer coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon, U.S. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brouwer and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vital Lessons with Amy Dufresne. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You can also send an email to info@amydufresne.com. Now, back to Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Vital Lessons. I'm your host, Amy Dufresne, and I am speaking with the beautiful and lovely voice of Sarah West today. Mm-hmm. Sarah, that was another beautiful piece from your large repertoire of music, healing music, and it kind of always puts me in a trance when I hear it. So I'm like, I've got to get back and get back to the show. I will quickly say this, we have a little bit of time left. If you do have a question for Sarah, you can give us a call on 866-472-5792. Again, that's 866-472-5792 if you have a question for her. Or you can also post on my Facebook page at facebook.com/keepgoingmovement. And I'll be checking that, as well as my email at info@amydufresne.com. So, okay, we're good. Just making sure no questions came in. We were speaking before we went to the break about a lot of the mental healing and getting back to love and so forth that your work helps people do. And I wanted to talk also about, like, physical healing as well. Mm-hmm. And what experiences have you noticed in your career of doing this, of sharing this with others? What kind of physical ailments have they healed, or what kind of healing experiences have you realized?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, and I can, I've seen all kinds of physical healings take place. I've seen my own healing experiences in my own body, as well as people have reported that back. There's lots of testimonials on my website. And I love working with people of all situations. I love going to hospitals, and I sing at a lot of hospitals have me come, and children's hospitals and the VA hospitals and the death and dying ward and hospice and all kinds of situations, and basically, you know, we know that consciousness, and it heals, and it heals on all levels. So as we heal our mind and our emotions, and our body follows. Our body's like, I like to call it, the body's like the last stop on the train, on the train station. You know, we got the spirit is the first, and then we have the mental stop and the emotional stop, and then the body is, it's the last stop. The buck stops here. And so that's the last call, the last place to get the message. There's no other place to go, and you got to turn back around. You know, the caboose ends up leading the way, and the body is like the caboose. And so the body is all frequency, you know, as we know in physics, and everything vibrates. So everything is sound vibrating. Everything emits a frequency and a consciousness, a sound. And, you know, we think of the mind, the heart, the body, the spirit, the soul as being separate, but they're just different frequencies, and that appear in a different form, because it's depending on the density or the rate of the vibration of that frequency or the rate of that sound, the sound of form, where you know, water turns into a mist, it changes form, changes consistency, and you know, where it turns into ice and where that temperature shifts, 32 degrees, why is it 32 and not 31 or 28? And every molecular structure has its properties and how it responds to the rest of the world. And so the body and our emotions and our mind and our spirit and that, how those properties are affected by the transitions from one form to another, you know, the mists of the spirit and the mind and the, you know, the water of the heart, and you could say the ice of the body. And so, you know, how love melts the ice and makes water calm and makes the mists move in whatever way. So the song of healing, the celestial arias of peace, the celestial mystical opera, those are there as lullabies to lull us back to that source. And why does music, you know, pull out our heartstrings? Why does a certain melody just every single time just draw tears that fall out of our eyes? It's like, how does that happen? And it just does. And certain chord progressions can just pull the heartstrings whether we like it or not. The hardest person just, you know, I really don't want to cry and I just bawl every time, you know? So, yeah, the music is there to remind us of our spirit and bring us love, love beyond words, love beyond dogma, beyond belief systems, beyond an effort of believing or belonging or having to. It's just being and allowing what is. And so you're free, you know, you're free to have the experience that you allow yourself to experience. You know, it's there, it's an offering from me, and it just wafts there, and it's a gift, and you receive it as you will, as you wish. And, you know, in it's so beautiful because, you know, children and people in need that are hurting and in pain and in hospitals and they're suffering physically, or, you know, it's so beautiful. One of the coolest things I ever had happen, ever, I think, was when I was in a death and dying ward of a hospital, and that person had been in the hospital for some time, and after I delivered this emanation of consciousness, of sacred, mystical music, whatever you want to call it, came out of me, and my heart and soul and spirit poured out in this room. This man was just radiant. He was smiling, and he was calm, and he was radiant. Mm. And the wife was at his feet, holding his feet, and she was just, you could see something had come over her. And she had just the gentlest tears in her eyes, and she was so still and quiet, and she almost didn't want to move or say anything. And finally she said, you've done something to him that he hasn't done in 3 years. And she finally explained it, and she said, he hasn't smiled in 3 years.
Wow.
And I will never forget that. I'll never forget that feeling of what came through me and what I saw in him. And then what I saw in her and her saying that, and how that must feel for him and for her you know, what he felt in order to the peace, the connection, the joy, to feel safe, and to feel the joy that made him smile, and how that affects his whole body, and whatever the transition, and, you know, whatever happened next for him and them, but to reconnect for that. And people have had physical, you know, literal physical healings, which I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to talk about, but I have lots of testimonials on my website, but people have had physical healings.
You're allowed, as far as I'm concerned.
I am? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've helped people with heart trouble, and or people have given me testimonials where they had, you know, have reported, you know, all kinds of physical turnarounds and emotional turnarounds and more success in their lives and all of that. So, but, you know, and then when you go to, like, the VA hospital, I mean, these things are so important. I encourage anybody and everybody to go and actually give their time to people in those kind of circumstances, because it really can reconnect us with ourselves as well. And and all of our love can help heal, you know, each other. And really walking our lives, it's really a moment-to-moment opportunity, a moment-to-moment effort, a moment-to-moment effortlessness to a smile. Even like you said, as I'm speaking, you know, you're sort of being lulled. How we speak, how we connect with ourselves. And I don't always talk like this. Sometimes I talk like a crazy person, you know, and I'm, you know, either, you know, sort of having a great time, or maybe I'm not as connected. And it's a learning experience. How do we stay connected in this world as we walk, as we have this so-called need to do, you know, as you said, not a human doing, but a human being, you know, that mm-hmm. cute thing we've been saying for a long time in this new age. And so that's the beautiful conundrum. How do we live in a human body and walk in peace? You know, and we have all these examples. We have all these spiritual works, all these spiritual books of, you know, from ancient times to modern times, and these, all the ministers, you, me, and all of us walking around to remind ourselves and one another as we go. So, when we talked ahead of time, I talked about how I help people to learn to even do this themselves, to connect through breath, connect through movement, and connect through their consciousness and mind and perception, and how the language that we talk to ourselves with, and then ultimately how we vibrate with sound to help use that tool ourselves.
I don't mean to interrupt you. We're just running out of time, Sarah.
Go ahead.
Do you work one-to-one with people as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And in groups, I teach workshops and individuals on the phone and in person.
Perfect. So the best way to get in contact with you, if you wanted for either a group or for a one-to-one session, would be to go to sarahwest.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, although Sarah without an H will get you there too, I think.
Well, that's very clever.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm sorry we've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
Oh,
so appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your healing with us. It's been beautiful.
Oh, well, it's a privilege to encounter you, and you are such a dear and so inspiring, and you have such a dynamic range in this world, and I feel your spirit, and I can't wait to, you know, to share what you do and with people that I work with, and just learn more myself from you. And
well, thank you. And for those of you listening, you can find out more about Sarah at sarahwest.com, again with an H, but if you leave out the H, you'll still get through. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I'd love for you to share the vital lesson you learned from listening to today's show. And you can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/keepgoingmovement. I can't wait to hear from you. And if you need some more help to keep going, you can download my free gift, 9 Winning Ways to Keep Going, Even When You Don't Want To or Don't Think You Can. at thekeepgoingmovement.com. Next week, I'm joined by Ann Kubitsky, who is the founder of the Look for the Good Project. Until next time, keep going. The life you crave is closer than you think.
Thank you again for tuning in to Vital Lessons. Please join Amy Dufresne again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until next time, keep going. The life you crave is closer than you think.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.